You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
My favorite facet of the pharmacy industry is understanding how community pharmacists impact their community. The special stories that I've heard from hundreds of pharmacy owners throughout the years, and understanding, you know, the impact that they make is more than being a business owner in that community. It's literally the health of their community and what they do to care for their community, what they're doing as leaders in their community. They're also innovators of healthcare. They're there to put some of the demystifying of facets of how medicine's being used. The vaccine, for example, how many community pharmacists are being reached out to by people who are worried about this pandemic? How can a community pharmacy motivate their community to continue to level up in their own healthcare and using nutrition as a component of healthcare? And this all brings us to a balance to really understand, you know, how to move in an age where we're wearing masks, we're worried about spreading a virus, but then it also just comes back to basic healthcare and how that community pharmacist is representation of better health. My name's Todd Urey. I'm the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and I'm so excited today to bring to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation a philosophy of being a community pharmacy owner, brought to you by Retail Management Solutions, RMS, who are leaders in point of sale technologies and solutions. And today we're going to be talking about CLIM and what CLIM stands for as a pharmacy owner. And who came up with this is one of my most favorite people in the pharmacy industry, Mr. Brad Jones, founder of RMS. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, Brad.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that. It's a real pleasure to be here again today. So I appreciate the introduction and your comments about our CLIM events that happen on a monthly basis. You actually hit all the tenets of CLIM. CLIM stands for care, lead, innovate, motivate, and balance. We came up with this idea at the beginning of 2020, so as the pandemic was hitting us. And we wanted to, here at RMS, our mission statement for our customers is to make them the most profitable and customer-centric in the industry. And we recognize that with that acronym CLIM, that those tenants are things that these pharmacists and these pharmacy owners and the pharmacy industry in general is doing every day in their communities. And we wanted to not only recognize that, but then also build a program around that to give people information they need to do more and to share what their peers out in the pharmacy world are doing. So each month we bring speakers and panelists in to talk about one or more of the tenets of CLIM. So it's never about our products and services. It's always about ways that pharmacies can improve their profits, improve patient outcomes, and just be more a part of their communities. So with me today, I have Trish White. Trish and her husband, Dirk, own and operate. They're both pharmacists. They own and operate White's and Harry Race Pharmacies in Sitka, Alaska, and have been serving their communities for decades. And so it's a real pleasure to have Trish. Trish has also been to all of our CLIM events. So she has a real perspective on what we're doing. They've won the CLIM Ascender Award, which is an award we give to pharmacies that they're all about all of those tenants of CLIM and are doing exceptional things in their communities. So, Trish, it's a pleasure to have you with me this morning. I appreciate you being here because it's early in Sitka this morning?
It is a little early, but it's time to get going. You know, I wouldn't be just sitting around. Thank you so much for inviting me, Brad and Todd. It's really a pleasure to be able to join you today.
So let's just get right into it, Trish. The you and Dirk, you've been doing this. How many years have you had those pharmacies?
Together, the two of us, 36 years. And I was a pharmacist a little bit before him. So this is my 41st year as being a pharmacist in this community, which is truly, truly have been an honor. And I have to say, this last year, a spectacular difference in the workflow of the rest of the years. And it's been so helpful to have something to tune into and get inspiration from, because we're all Zooming these days, and we got to maintain our little community pharmacies. And it's been an inspiration to be able to have the Climb program.
Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying it. And I certainly, it's been a pleasure being a part of it myself. And I've met a lot of great people in this industry as we've been doing this program. So let's kind of delve into the different tenets of Climb. So, you know, let's start with care. Something you do every day, but can you give us some examples of some of the things that you're doing in your community, and what does that mean to you when you're thinking about caring?
Well, we've been immunizing since December, which is exciting. So we've had the COVID-19 vaccine available to Sitkins, and talk about expanding the ability to care, just getting to know, like you said, since we've been in this pandemic, getting to know people has been amazing. It's been a different platform to work with people. You know, we're not doing those in-person conferences and networking and stuff. This has been actually, in some ways, I think we could get more work done when we're Zooming sometimes and getting through stuff. Not near as much fun sometimes, but the care of the community is expanded a lot. We've been doing some point of care testing. Folks have come in for the antigen test to see if they can get their kid back to school if they've got a runny nose and they've been sent home, and you have to make sure that they're not bringing COVID back to school with them. Seriously, expansion of our services has happened, and that absolutely leads to more care for the community. So that means a real learning curve for your local independent pharmacist, for sure.
Okay, well, thanks, Trish, on that about caring, and I think that was a great example. And I've heard from a lot of people that this has really had an impact in their communities because they're seeing people that they've never seen before, and I think it's a great opportunity to show those people how much you do care, and engage in other ways. So that's terrific. Yeah. Let's move on to the next word in the acronym CLIMB, which is LEAD. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing in your community with regard to leadership.
We have some businesses that have signed on in our local little community. They're called COVID conscious businesses, and being a leader in that particular sense has been kind of a fun thing. It means that we've, you know, made our own hand sanitizer. I know that communities across the country, their independent pharmacy is the go-to for those sort of PPE supplies, but leading forward in what our community is going to look like when things come get back to a new normal is huge. And part of that is having your business be successful. You can't serve the community unless you're leading your business into a successful business. And so whatever kind of workflow you've had to change to, we increased our delivery services. We've increased our, you know, added a phone number if people want to call in to get their prescription picked up or to add more items to that, you know, sort of a curbside affair to pick up when they don't want to run into the store. Those things have just sort of changed how we do business, and moving forward, sort of leading our little community in that has been huge. And I've gotten some real tidbits from Climb. Just like you said, how to be successful in your own business is really how you have to think about it first, so you can lead others along with you. And there's been some real jewels. I got to throw one out there because I really have enjoyed well, Robbie Stokes, I think, was last week, and he was a gentleman that has a lot of experience with increasing your gross profit margin and how to do that and ways to work on your price scheduling so you're not leaving money on the table with the PBMs. So just those kind of things in order to maintain success.
Yeah, and Robbie, that was a terrific presentation, and I think it was an eye opener for a lot of people that they are leaving money on the table. So if you haven't had a chance to see that, it's worth taking a look at that session for sure. Let's move on to the next word, which is innovate. So what are some of the innovative things that you've done over the years? And you certainly can talk about COVID, but you know, I'm sure there are some others that you can think about, and maybe some things that you've done recently as well.
You know, we've had the ability to have pharmacy students and be a rotation site, an experiential rotation site for about 25 years. And talk about inspirational. The students are amazing. And we're getting back into that. This last year was a little difficult, but I'm excited to say we'll be continuing to do that. And that allows us to kind of expand some of our services. You can get a new service online, whether it's cholesterol testing or really our delivery person has been a pharmacy tech, and we're using pharmacy students that can go into the home, which we'll be able to do again soon, and talk with a patient. What have their blood glucose values been? You know, what possibly with our warfarin patients, their INRs, there's some clinical things that we can expand on. Nutrition depletion, what medications are you on, and what would you like to add to that, to the nutrition as far as vitamins, minerals that they might be getting depleted on because of the medication they're on, and have that knowledge just either on the phone with them counseling in person, or like I said, we've added some clinical services to the future of our delivery plan. That's one of our little innovations we've looked at, and our pharmacy students have helped us be able to do some of that stuff because it's hard to fit that into an everyday thing. So you've got this incredible young, bright talent that is willing and happy to do whatever you have asked them to. So I highly recommend utilizing students. They're fabulous.
And they learn, right? That's another of the great things that, that you're providing with leadership is learning there. So, well, let's move on to the next one, which is motivate. And this is one of those things that, you're not only, pharmacies are not only motivating their employees and the people around them, but also your community. So can you touch on that a little bit?
You know, we're all ready to do something a little more fun, and we have some space downtown that we're working with the local arts and music groups, and they're going to do this little porch fest. Or the idea is to get people thinking about getting outside and getting some fresh air and some culture and you name it, because our little town is pretty dependent on, specifically to us, the cruise ship industry. And that is really not going to happen this next summer. So it'll be very similar, only better, I think, than last summer, because we were all sort of working through it. So motivating with some educational things, some art things, collaborating with our local community arts, and got some, it's called, this Porch Fest is going to happen this June, which bands are going to be on porches, and it's going to be socially distanced, and you'll be able to go to a couple three different venues just in our own little local downtown. And we're centrally located, so it's easy to help out with something like that. And I think that is heartening and a lot of fun. And like you said, it's not just about motivating your employees, which also can be challenging, which I've gotten a lot of insight from over the years with working with folks and networking, but also the town. And we're sort of the example. All of our folks, of course, are wearing masks, and it's lightening up a lot here because our percentage of vaccination in our small community is huge. It's really in the higher 70s, which Alaska has been very fortunate, but I think keeping the energy going, keeping positive energy and trying to get some new things started has been fun and something we're moving forward to this spring and summer.
Great. Well, and you know, that motivation, especially in the last year, has been a challenge for all of us. Really a difficult time in our country's history. So those were some great ideas. And I think that really takes us to the next word, which is balance, because some of the things you talked about really plays a part we have to have some balance in our life between work and play and our families and, you know, our profession and independent businesses and pharmacies across the country have the ability to play a role in that. So tell us a little bit about I think you've given an example already, but, you know, tell us a little bit more about how you see balance fitting in.
Well, our team, we've got young kiddos because we have a soda fountain, and we closed the soda fountain down for 3 or 4 months, and it wasn't fun for the kids that work there. We were able to not have to lay anybody off. We had everybody doing a little something different. Of course, the cleaning and the making of the hand sanitizer, but specifically this year, things we've done in the past for motivation have been contests and parties, and we have a barbecue of space out in the back where we have a barbecue and just because our group is so young. But we put the soda, we got the soda fountain opened and deliveries, and that's been challenging. I don't recommend delivery of soda fountain items necessarily, even though we don't have many miles of road, but we all tried this together. And I think pulling in and asking everybody, okay, what's the next step to move a little further and, you know, asking your folks what they would like to see happen. And we've been able to do that a little bit more. We kind of have our pod. You've been working with the same people. And, you know, the challenges with the plexiglass and the masks and the whole thing has been, it's kind of exhausting. I'm learning as we go along to what the motivators are for not only the people you work with, but the people that are in the community and what kind of sparks their energy and what makes somebody smile and just a pop-up ice cream free giveaway sort of thing. There's all kinds of stuff out there, but that energizes your team too when they can give back. It's been fun. We have tips for the soda fountain that go to a different nonprofit every month, and that's fun. So it's a photo opportunity with whoever the nonprofit is this month. So at the end of April, we'll be able to present a check to the Sitka Cirque, which is kind of circus arts and tumbling and the lyre and the silks. And there's a group in town that are just starting to get back doing that with all the precautions. And it's not easy with little kiddos and those kind of sort of things, but you know, how fun to give back. And our soda fountain kids love knowing what the next, or they might come up with what the next nonprofit is to give back to. And that's been a way to engage with the community and involve your team too.
Yeah, that's great. I really appreciate some great examples there of the things that community pharmacies can be doing. So, okay, Trish, so I have a question for you. So, you know, you've been to, all of our climb events, all but one, I think you said. And in that time, can you tell us a speaker or two that you've really been engaged with that you really, really liked?
Oh, absolutely. There's quite a few of them. I'll keep the list short for the time. You know, Bob Lemenick, which we are just starting MedSync, and it seems like we might be late to the game. We've had a little pushback from our team because we couldn't figure out how that made any sense. And now that we've gotten more folks synced, and understand how that's much better for the patient and for our inventory and workflow, it's becoming an easier transition. But he was really inspirational. That was fun. Chris Cornelison and his nutrition depletion information was great. Talk about leading and care for your community. Talking to folks that are on medications that are depleting their nutrition and have increased nutritional needs and one thing or another, was that's a learning curve for our team, and we're working towards being able to help folks along that line. That was great. But, you know, one that sticks out in my mind because it just, aha, it was one of those aha moments. And that's why we're having that kind of problem was Terry Norvell, I think. He talked about the size of your business. So when you have 1 to 10 employees, you have this many employees engaged, and this is how you keep them motivated. Then you get a little bit bigger, and now you're talking about 25, and then you get to the point where you're about 30, and how a percentage of those folks just don't have sign-in, and how you help them with that, and where you are and what you might be struggling as far as the next step to take. Or, you know, if you're not growing, that's not a good thing. You always have to be growing and changing. And just some little tidbits on information that, boy, that hit home. I thought, I remember 4 or 5 years ago when we were just thinking, okay, we're going to have to hire somebody else to do this. And just the struggles that you go through at each step of your growth with your independent pharmacy, and kind of explains the why. There's just people that are going to be helping you with that growth. There's going to be people that aren't. And I think you don't even know it. They don't even know it. That's not it. It was just sort of this psyche of folks and how to move forward gracefully. Huge, huge, huge fun. I got to go back and listen to that for the third time. I really like being able to go back and listen. So how is that? That was three off the top of my head.
Well, and I found all three of those really engaging, and you're absolutely right. You know, as a business owner, employee engagement is a real difficult thing. Some are just totally engaged right off the bat, and those are easy. But you always have a group that aren't, and it's always a challenge, and that's part of leadership, right? And that brings in all of the tenants in Climb when you're trying to get employees engaged, caring for them, leading them, innovating, showing them innovation and motivation and balance. All of those things are, I think, really key in that engagement. So, Trish, thank you so much for sharing your insight today. Greatly appreciate joining.
Oh, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Yeah. And I'm going to bring on Karen Deckard, who's our director of marketing, who's going to announce our next Climb event.
Thanks so much, Brad. I think Trish is going to be super happy to know that our next event on May 13th is actually going to feature the amazing Terry Norvell. Terry, she's a certified business growth specialist. She's a trusted leadership coach and business advisor for entrepreneurial organizations. We're just thrilled to welcome Terry back to Climb as we launch a discussion on empowering pharmacy teams and growing pharmacy businesses through leadership and training. We're going to drop a link in the show notes, I think, so you can register to attend the live presentation, which you really want to do because you'll have the opportunity to ask Terry your questions on growth and leadership live. And that's such a great experience.
Well, I tell you what, Brad, I'm excited about this Climb event. We're going to definitely push this out through social. If you're listening to this podcast right now, please share this episode with another fellow pharmacy owner who can benefit from the philosophies of caring, leading, innovating, motivating, and the balance that we all have to have in life, especially with the increased pressures on us as healthcare providers. And you listening right now, you pharmacy owners, what you're going through. This event is not only about helping your business, but helping you individually. When you come together with other pharmacy owners, it's amazing. People like Brad and I need to just step out of your way so that people like Trish and other pharmacy owners can really create synergies together in supporting each other through the stresses that you go through as small business owners and pharmacy owners. So Brad, I really thank you for dedicating this time and supporting the Pharmacy Podcast, as well as putting this event together to really help level up and support our pharmacy owners. In a sincere thank you to you.
Well, thank you, Todd, for having me and Trish and Karen today. And, you know, this is really a privilege for me to do Climb. It's I love it. I'm really passionate, as you know. I'm really passionate about pharmacy and grew up in it with my family owning a pharmacy since 55 that they just finally sold. This is a great privilege. So thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. And Trish, thank you so much for being here with us. The pharmacy owner is really at the center of all this because of what you do for your community, for your employees, and how this is, it's a domino effect. And I think it has an incredible impact. So thank you for being here.
Oh gosh, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Todd. I love your podcasts.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a collective effort. So we thank you so much, listeners, for listening today. Once again, Climb is the event. We are caring, leading, innovating, motivating, and our balance is so important. May 13th, the link in the show notes will be there for you to link up and to be part of the next Climb event. And with that, I thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.